I'm delighted that this episode is brought to you in association with our trusted partners, GP. GP are an employer of record, specializing in global hiring made possible. They are the industry's most compliant employer of record solution with best-in-class payroll and HCM solutions, making it easy to hire and manage teams in 180-plus countries without setting up entities. Do check out g-p.com to find out more. Hello, I'm Ali, and thank you for joining the People Puzzles podcast. Every episode, we share stories, examples, and our learnings to help you unravel the people puzzles in your business. I started People Puzzles over a decade ago because I really believe that when you have the right people doing the right stuff, your business can really thrive. And most business leaders really appreciate having a trusted people expert to help them get it right. I've worked with over 100 small and mid-sized businesses, and at People Puzzles, we have over 80 portfolio people directors helping businesses to thrive across the UK. I'm delighted to welcome Divya Kanani-Jones today. She is a portfolio people director with People Puzzles, and she's been with us for a couple of years now. And prior to that, she worked for 20 years in human resources with a number of major corporate brands, including Centrica, Electrolux Major Appliances, and Sharp Electronics. Now, Divya supports a range of mid-sized companies in tech, information security, cybersecurity, fintech, and sports hospitality. Divya, it's fantastic to have you with me today. We're going to be talking about organizational development and how this sets companies up for growth. So, Divya, there's loads of business jargon out there. Can you kick us off by explaining what organizational design is and why it's crucial to the growth of a company?
Yes, of course. And by the way, it's lovely to be here, Ali. Thank you for inviting me. So look, organizational development is a planned big picture perspective effort to steer an organization to growth or efficiency. It's a process that helps improve a company's effectiveness and efficiency by making changes in the company structure or roles, their culture, and even systems. In short, then, I would say organizational development aims to enhance the overall company performance and adaptability through specific interventions, which is where our people directors come in.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I, having even studied HR at university, done a master's in it, I still find myself thrown by terms like organizational development, because I always think I might think one thing about it and someone else might think it's something a bit different. So I think that really helps to say its structure, its roles, its systems. That really makes it make sense a lot and sort of highlights why it's important when you're growing that those things often stop working as well as they have done and need a bit of intervention to make them much better. So can you give us an example then? Because I know that you're doing this day in, day out with a company that you've worked at and you felt there was a need to change some of this stuff. What was the problem and what did you do to shift it forwards?
Yeah, absolutely. Firstly, I have to say, Ali, in my experience of supporting many businesses, administering organizational development looks really different for every organization because the need to implement it will differ. There's no one size fits all, sadly, but clearly keeping it simple, as we just said, is really, really important. I would say that every business I have partnered with has had a need for organizational development in some format, and the outcomes have been really positive. So as an example then, the one that I have actually has recently been a bit of a hot topic. It's a company that is a fast-growing PR agency with around 45 employees that wanted to move to a four-day working week following a short trial. So just to give you a little bit of context, the culture of the business is to strive to always be a people-first company, which meant their number one priority is to create a working environment where, I guess, people can thrive and be themselves, as well as have a great balance between their work and personal lives. So having gone in, the objective was to really achieve a well-managed structure to support the four-day working week and boost team productivity. And there were, of course, a number of priorities we changed as part of the organizational development plan. So this related to roles and systems and culture. So the first thing we did, Ali, was ensuring that the comms were crafted to ensure there was absolute clarity in what the four-day working week meant and the objectives behind it. We also wanted to ensure that managers had the skills to manage teams effectively because it was such a new way of working for them, and certainly in a reduced capacity. And so job descriptions were updated and amended to reflect the change in responsibilities. And actually, that was a real critical objective for us. We then helped teams plan their new working week to ensure that they thought a little bit more about how to use their time more effectively, clearly, because they were losing a day, so to speak, and also help them appreciate and understand the resources they had available to them. A few of the other things we did, which was quite interesting, we created a rota-style environment to ensure there was always a team member available to speak to clients. Again, this was really new in terms of the way that they worked and their design. But this was just to ensure that we created an easier way to help them work within this reduced working week format. We implemented some systems. We implemented two new systems to support both managers and employees in progressing work. We reviewed the KPIs in line with those systems as well. And this was really important, Ali, because there were areas where we had to adjust them, certainly where practicable, to indicate levels of performance and whether the condensed days was actually having a positive or negative impact. And finally, we implemented employee NPS. And this was really important to assess the levels of engagement, because initially we were unsure whether the 4-day working week was actually going to work.
Oh, well, what a project. What happened? I mean, did it work? Where are they now?
Do you know, and that's a really interesting question. I strongly believe it worked because we put a really good structure behind it. I've had examples, for example, where we didn't focus so much on organizational design. It just was launched without the thought process behind it. And that's okay. But certainly what this demonstrated for us was that we were able to measure levels of productivity, whether employees were engaged, and also there was absolute clarity around what people were doing. So actually it worked really, really well because there were key measurables there.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because you could have probably done all of that project without them moving to a 4-day week and actually, you know, massively increase their productivity and their ways of working together. I mean, that was sort of the push to get it done. But it's interesting, I don't see many companies going on a big drive to say, let's review our systems, our ways of working, our culture, with a view to improving productivity. I wish more companies thought that was a worthwhile thing to do, because, you know, they just hire another member of staff, don't they?
They do indeed. And, you know, time and time again, as we know, when there's a clear structure around it and you look into it and then you explore ways to improve that and create efficiencies, it just works that bit better and is so much more supportive in a growing business.
Yeah, fantastic. So as a growing company, which most of our clients are and most businesses are striving to be, how do you avoid getting stuck in a bottleneck and sort of needing a big intervention? How do you keep a sort of regular sort of planned growth in the system?
And that's a really interesting question. And for me, it's really dependent upon the size of the business and the scope of the leadership team. But we always try and keep it simple. And I think reviews are really important. So set the scene and the context, keep it simple in terms of where the direction that you're going in, and break that down, look at objectives or rocks, as we call it, and really keep to those and make sure that you're reviewing them on a regular basis. I think that's so important. And remaining agile as well, I would say, is really critical.
Yeah, it is sometimes hard, I think, from the top, especially when you've been on the senior leadership team for a long time, to work out how to do that all the way through to sort of the more junior or the people who are 2 or 3 steps away from you in a hierarchy. And sometimes it's hard to translate those big board level or leadership level decisions into what it means for each individual person on the ground. I love what you said about job descriptions earlier, because most people hate writing them. They consider them very dull, very administrative, and sort of dead documents. But at the end of the day, how else does somebody know what to do day to day unless there's an agreement in some form or another of what somebody's actually doing? So it's interesting that you mentioned them before. It's a big challenge, isn't it? Because most people haven't looked at their job description for 5 years. So in your experience, Divya, what role does leadership play in shaping organisational design? I mean, you mentioned it briefly before, but can you give us a bit more on that?
Yeah, of course. And again, having supported many businesses with developing their organisations, I would absolutely say, Ali, and you won't be surprised to hear me say this, that leadership is a critical component of organisational development. I would certainly say that effective leaders in partnership with HR guide the development of the company structure. They align it with the strategic goals of the company, and they inspire a culture that promotes agility and adaptability. So recognizing the need to encourage adaptability and agility is so important to enabling organizational development. I would say effective leadership also ensures clear communication, facilitates collaboration and empowers employees. So all of this is important in creating a strong foundation for sustainable and consistent growth, which is obviously what our clients want.
Yeah. And do you therefore encourage people to engage in regular leadership training, even if they've done loads of it before? Is it a sort of regular reminder, or how do people make sure they're doing it in reality?
Very much so. And I think because the scope of leadership development is so broad, but also the changes in the industry that perhaps I'll be working in, or, the change in market conditions. And so again, leaders have to remain agile, but also understand how they could be developing to support their business in a more effective way. So that's certainly always on the HR roadmap, and a priority.
Yeah, brilliant. So are there any principles that are part of this sort of big organization design concept that make it easier to actually make change happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I would certainly say in my role, just as an example, when starting with businesses, the aim is to always keep it simple. And I know I've said that a few times, but I think because sometimes people look at organizational design or the term and they think it's a really big initiative, but in fact, it's really not. I would always begin with looking at the structure of the business, whether the roles meet the accountability requirements for growth. It's always important to look at now and where you want to go, where you want to be. And so, for example, to enable the growth, there might be a need to upskill key roles. I would say it's important to ascertain whether the business has the right people in the right roles, especially at leadership level at a start. I would say providing clarity in roles. We've just talked about job description, so that everyone is aware of their specific roles and responsibilities. And that's really important to ensure that expectations can be met on both sides. I think it's so important that, and of course, as human beings, psychologically, we work better and more effectively when we know what is expected of us and how we're going to be measured, perhaps. It's really as simple as that in my view. Other things I would say, open communication channels. One of the easiest things to do, in my opinion, is so often forgotten about, actually. Providing regular updates go a really long way. People just want to know what's going on and why there are any changes. So where there are, it's always important to share them as often as possible. As a people director, I would also say the people strategy is critical in enabling organizational development. For example, leadership is fostering a positive culture, promoting values, ensuring collaboration, and also recognizing achievements. I would say the last principle would be managing talent. Of course, recruiting the right people in the right roles and providing development opportunities. But just as important, it's creating an environment that retains and engages employees. And then integrating all of these aspects and in any sort of order is really important. And I certainly believe that will ensure a comprehensive approach to building a strong and motivated organization.
Yeah, look, that challenge of going on that journey, and I think especially for a rapid growth, mid-sized business, is it seems there's often a tension between what people need today for the next 6 months and that vision in the future of where they're going and what they can afford as they get there. And certainly you know, we find that at People Puzzles, we say, oh, we'd love a sales director full time, or we'd love, you know, some other grand role. But actually, it's not the right moment for being able to afford a salary like that. So how can good org design help with those growing pains and, you know, all of those great things you want to do, but maybe not being quite ready to do some of them?
For me, Ali, that is quite simple, actually. I always ask the leaders of the business first, is where is it that you want to be? And then look at how we can assess where we are now. I think that's really important. And that can be as simple as understanding what roles and expertise you have in the business, but then what the gaps are. So the difference between where you are and where you want to be. And then break that down into development needs. You can then put that into, a time period, for example. So, in 3 months' time or 6 months' time, you might then have a need for a sales director because what you want to achieve. So for me, it is about breaking it down and understanding the gaps, but also being able to translate that into a return on investment and the value add of that role, for example.
Yeah. And being a fractional business model at People Puzzles, we believe in that ability to get in that senior expertise on a day a week basis until you're ready for your full-time person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So finally, Divya, what advice would you give to entrepreneurs and business leaders who are looking to reevaluate or redesign their organizations for the next stage of growth?
So, Ali, for entrepreneurs and business leaders who are looking to reevaluate or redesign for growth, the first thing I would say is to keep it clear and to keep it simple, because the impact of how any change, small or big, is managed is so important. Prioritising and planning, clear communication, and if possible, where you can, involving employees in the process and at some of the stages of the organisation design and development. I think getting that buy-in is also really important and really achievable. I just mentioned it actually. So assessing current strengths and weaknesses in the organisation and identifying where there might be gaps in performance or efficiency is really helpful. And I find actually that sometimes when we do that, it's, you know, so many light bulbs go off in the room and levels of excitement as well, because it really does break down where we want to be. Invest in talent. So, you know, certainly in roles that are imperative to enable that growth. Aligning changes to long-term goals or strategy is always, I know, something that's said a lot. But again, I think that linkage is really important for so many reasons, and certainly buy-in from everybody. And I would say finally, leaders really would benefit from acknowledging that while there's a plan in place and there are clear pillars that we want to build, that you need to remain agile. And flexible, certainly to any changes, and adjust the design as needed, and certainly to support that success. I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, look, you make it sound really easy, Divya, and I know you've been doing it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I think what's great is that handholding and the sort of coaching and encouraging people through that process, both the gap analysis part that you've talked about and the planning of it, then through to the hires or the promotions or the just sort of easing people into those new roles or the new responsibilities or the new rocks, the objectives that you're setting each quarter. So look, I agree with you. Keeping it simple is absolutely imperative. But actually that whole thing you've talked about just takes lots of conversations, doesn't it? So it's not a question of sitting in the boardroom and making it all happen. It becomes real when people on the ground start shifting from one reality to a new one. So I mean, at People Puzzles, we've got a part-time people director for that exact reason, because it's hard to have all of those conversations yourself.
It certainly is, and you're spot on, and it's certainly something that I really enjoy doing, and certainly something I'm so passionate about, because I see the value, Ali, you know, I see where it really makes a difference, and certainly where us as people directors really do add that value.
Yeah, brilliant. Look, it's been so nice talking to you. And please, if you've listened and you've enjoyed sort of hearing about org design, and actually you think, do you know what? It is simple, but I also need a bit of help. Please do get in touch with People Puzzles. You can connect with Divya on LinkedIn. You can ask her a specific question if you've got one. And just reiterating that org design sounds like a big complicated thing, but actually it splits down into looking at the structure, the roles, the systems, the culture, and step by step, it helps you to support and develop your business as it grows through the various stages. Thanks again for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Ali. It's a pleasure.
Bye, everybody. Finally, many thanks again to our trusted partners, GP. Many People Puzzles clients have seen the benefits that GP bring to accelerating growth. Hire who you want, wherever you want, without setting up new entities. To learn more, visit g-p.com.